Ice and Sun, a Renegades of Cosmic Magic story by Ray Marie, read by Tepish. Romanid Voratralundr heard the distinct sound of the Chancellery Guard outside Heartshaven. She went to the window and was surprised to see them stop outside her door, leading a chained young woman who was struggling ferociously to hit the nearest guard. Quickly, she strode to the door and flung it wide open. "Exactly what is going on here, Castellan?" she demanded. The Castellan bowed briefly. "My lady, we are here to inform you that the forces of our Lord High President have just managed to finish the conquest of the planet of the Sevatine, and we have brought you this prisoner from that planet." The woman scowled and struggled again, but was restrained even tighter. "I see," Romana said. "Very well, bring her in." The Castellan gestured to the guard holding the prisoner, and he marched her over the threshold of Heartshaven and stood there silently. "Well, let her go, you imbecile!" Romana growled, and the guard hastily let the woman go and sprung back, almost seeming terrified. The woman wobbled and sunk to her knees, exhaustion plainly on her face. "Good! Now be gone, all of you!" Romana shouted, and the Chancellery guard all bowed, and then left, after the Castellan handed Romana the key. The door shut, and Romana walked over to the woman and knelt down beside her. "Did they hurt you?" she asked. "Are you injured?" "No," was the only terse reply. Romana reached for her hands. "Here, let me get those off of you," she said, gently unlocking the manacles and letting them drop to the floor. "What's your name?" Romana asked. The woman looked up, a little startled. "Why would you care to know?" she said, hesitatingly. "Because names are important. They give one dignity." "What would you care about my dignity?" Her voice was edgy. "I am nothing but a slave to you and your people." "Maybe to them," Romana said. Her voice dropped to a whisper. "But not to me. To me, I see a frightened young woman whose planet has just been ripped away from her." The woman stared at her, her dark eyes seeming to be looking for any trace of dishonesty in Romana's face. I am Leela," she said after a while. "Leela, that's a lovely name." Leela smiled the tiniest bit, then looked away. "No," she said, her voice flat. "It is a deception. Time Lords would never care to give me dignity." Romana sighed and stood. She reached down to help Leela up. "Come with me," she said. "I want to show you something." Leela hesitated, then allowed Romana to help her to her feet. "I do not have a choice," she said. "You do!" Romana tried to give her a friendly smile, but it didn't help. She sighed and set off towards the back of the house. "This way," she said. They stopped at a short door, and Romana took a key from her sash and unlocked it. "Watch your head, Leela." She held the door open for her. Leela hesitated, then ducked in through the doorway. Romana followed behind and shut the door. They were in a dull gray corridor. Romana started off down it, and Leela followed, and soon they came to a dead end. "Why is there a wall here?" Leela asked. "What is the point of a passage to nowhere?" "Ah, watch!" Romana reached out, and it was as if the wall split down the middle, then vanished. Leela gasped. Behind where the wall had been was a glowing, bright room, seemingly larger than she had ever supposed a room could be. Romana went inside, and, unable to contain her curiosity, Leela followed. She wished she had her knife. She would have felt a lot safer with it, but she supposed she would never see it again. The room was bigger than it had looked. There was light and shadows everywhere, and in a corner it almost looked a bit frosty. "What is this place?" Leela breathed, completely awestruck. "I am trusting you with this information because I believe it will help you trust me," Romana said quietly. "I and my former tutor, Braxiatel, have been secretly honing our powers for rebel forces who wish to stop the current reign of terror on Gallifrey. We figured out ways that non-Gallifreyans can harness these powers as well, and I have brought you here so you can be chosen." "Be chosen? What does this mean?" Romana walked over to the rack of capes on the wall and took down a plain black one. She held it out to Leela. "To acquire powers, your cape must decide that it likes you," she said. Leela frowned. "It is a piece of cloth, not a living being." Romana sighed. "It's hard to explain, really. It's a bit like a TARDIS. It's sentient, trust me." Leela stared at it for a moment. "With this power, I could avenge my parents' deaths," she thought. Finally, she reached out and grasped the cape.
"How do I put it on?" she asked.
Romana came behind her and helped her fasten it over her shoulders.
"There."
Romana stood back. Leela could not feel anything different.
"How will I know when it chooses me?" she asked.
"You'll feel it," Romana said,
and then suddenly, Leela felt something surge through her. She gasped, and Romana jumped over and supported her.
"It's all right, don't worry," she said.
Leela barely heard her. She was more focused on the silvery whispers in her mind. They were wordless, yet she understood them, and they were beautiful. She felt warmth surge through her, then opened her eyes. Romana was staring. All around them was a glowing golden barrier of some kind. Leela breathlessly watched the light of it dance, then disappear abruptly as if it had never existed.
What was that?" Leela asked.
"It seems you have solar-related powers, Leela," Romana said quietly.
"They are rare, but it's evident. Look at your cape."
Leela looked and saw that embroidered suns had appeared where there had only been blank space before.
"What does this solar magic do?"
She studied the cape, deeply curious.
"They are powers of protection. You can project a shield of light around anything you wish."
She looked up at Leela, admiration plain in her eyes.
"You don't realize just how special you are," she said.
Leela wondered what Romana meant by this, but she knew she meant it as a compliment. A few spans later, Romana helped Leela find clothes to replace her own torn leather ones. Leela hadn't liked the flowing, fancy Gallifreyan outfits, and they had immediately set about making modifications to them together. In the end, they had something that would keep away the Time Lord's suspicion, yet was still to Leela's taste. It had been a good day, and by the end of it, they both realized they had a new friend, one neither of them had expected in the first place.